to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
In a world filled with chaos where the dreamers struggle to find their way, there is a light. In an industry riddled with sacrifice and self-doubt, there is a voice. At a time when we need one another more than ever, there is hope. Houston, we have a program.
Welcome to Houston, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. The intro music today was a song called More by today's guests. Speaking of today's guests, Today's guest is a gentleman by the name of Lau Hoyen. He's the lead singer and guitarist of Car Park North. Car Park North is a Danish electronic rock band and have become one of my favorite bands in the world over the course of the past few years. And I assure you, that is not hyperbole. That is the truth. They are awesome. You're going to hear it today. The energy they put into their live shows, the songs they write, the dynamic way in which they produce them and present them to the audience, their unique and badass music videos. Let me repeat that. Badass music videos. When you're done listening to this interview, get on YouTube. Check them out. Numerous albums and singles, awards, music and film, TV and video games. Please join me in welcoming him to Houston, the lead singer and guitarist of Car Park North, Lau!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. You're welcome. Hey, it's true, man. Well, the only other way I could have introduced you is to act like a little kid in school or like a girl in a doll store.
Feel welcome. Thank you so much.
Well, good, man. We're gonna get into you guys and find out why, where you've been, the whys, and some maybe some secrets behind Car Park North.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So. Let's see exactly. you see the money sign I'm doing? Yeah. So today, for those of you out there listening, not only do we have Lau representing Car Park North, we have the owner, Mark, of Seattle Wave Radio. We have my dearly beloved little adopted Danish sister, Sirka, and myself. So let's start off with, first of all, 2021. 2020. What was Car Park North up to? How'd you guys survive it?
That year was crazy. We did the most weird shows in 2020. You know, we shouldn't have been doing any show. We should have been doing a whole tour. Then we should, you know, not, then Corona came, and then we shouldn't be doing anything. And then suddenly, slowly, we did a couple of really weird shows. For example, we played the National Danish Football stadium with no people, just streaming a live concert from the middle of the field. We did a lot of drive-in shows in front of cars, just the most weird concerts we've done in our whole career, and our career has been long, but that year just took the price.
So I know those are weird shows, but shouldn't you be thinking, shall we be grateful?
Is it going to be like this?
No. I promise. No. No. Yeah, Lau's going to get off the phone. He's going to talk to his manager. Tobias, don't ever do that again. No, I'm kidding. No, we had some of those same shows over here too, man. And believe it or not, I mean, did a lot of people attend?
Yeah. Yeah. Because people need music. You know, that yearning hasn't stopped. It's just become more intense, I think.
You see, you notice I didn't say anything when you just said more.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not going to be one of those type of interviews. So a lot of the, as you call it, weird shows, some of those have been happening over here too, like the fairgrounds. They just pack a bunch of cars there. And for the people, it's great, right? For the band, it's got to be... It's got to be weird because you can't
It was so weird. The first one we did where people honk instead of clapping. You feel like you are playing in front of the cast from Cars, the Pixar movie. We couldn't, you know, keep our face straight. We just had to laugh because it was so funny. But then you kind of get used to it and you kind of feel that arousal when people normally clap. You get used to it for some reason.
Yeah, well. Let's just hope that's not going to be the norm. You know what and I'm sure you've seen the same thing, Lau. We're starting to see things pick back up over here. Mm-hmm. Now we have Danish family over there who have told us that things are shut down. Are you guys still shut down over there?
We're still shut down, yeah. But but I think it's a couple of weeks away, so till we start opening up again a little bit.
Oh, good. Yeah. Awesome.
And we did shows in November, actually. November last year, we did almost normal tour, which was so weird. People just sat 500 people in a place where you can pack 2,000 normally with masks. It worked. It almost felt normal.
Well, That's one step closer to getting back out there. You guys, are you guys looking at when things open up? Is there any shows in the U.S. on the horizon?
No, not right now. No, not right now. But maybe in the future. I think we should stabilize her in Denmark before we do anything else. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, man, you guys would be loved over here. Anyone that I've sent your videos and texts and Facebook messages and posted it numerous times on my page, and everyone is like, and they say the same thing. These guys' videos are badass. So I'm thankful for Circa here. Circa, when did you first hear Car Park North? I know you've seen them live, but when did you first hear about them?
See, I've been trying to figure that out. Hi, Lau. Hi. Good to have you here. I was a little starstruck when we started there, so it was hard to even. I've been following Car Park North since you guys came out with your first album. What was that? 2003.
Yeah.
And like, I just always loved you as a singer because you're so freaking powerful. It's like you're, and I'm such a voice, fanatic. I analyze voices. I'm like. And this powerhouse that you are, not only as a singer, but also as a guitar player, and the way you play guitar so that you want to sing along to what's being played on the guitar. That was like something that really caught me. Like, oh my God, this band is awesome. Before then, I was mostly into big female voices and it was all about the voice. But then suddenly you introduced me to, oh, there's cool guitar playing out there too. Nice. So yeah, like that was very much you and your band that came in with that in my life, in my musical life. So I'm honored to be here with you. And I just want to start asking you, because I've seen you live. Yeah. And you guys are anything but boring. You're not boring at all. You're like running around. You jump around. Like, how do you manage to jump around like that and still sing with so much power?
That's a good question. I think I can't help myself. I think that would be the short answer. Because the music we make for some reason is really energetic. We have slower songs as well, but the most common thing our default is energy. So there's no way around just letting yourself get absorbed by that energy, and especially live. I feel like when we do live shows, it doesn't matter how I feel before a show, I will always be more happy when I get down from the stage. And that's such a blessing to have a job. To be working with that is just, it's insane. And I think how, as time passes, it's getting more and more insane that I get to do this, that people actually want to pay me for doing this shit. Cause it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Well, it's all about choices, man. You chose to take a chance. And I just want to say real quick, because people can't see you, but if they get onto your website and do all this stuff. So your first album came out in 2003. Man, you look like you're like, what are you, 21? you are a young looking cat, man.
Yes. Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes, yeah. Well, no, that's cool. I mean, yeah, that's actually a really good answer to her question, which actually makes me think of something that let's back up. I know this is a typical question in interviews, and I wasn't going to ask this, but you talk about going back and being so fortunate to do this. How did you get your start in music? I mean, did you right out of the gate start playing guitar and jumping around, or what,
No,
tell us about that.
I think the secret behind our band, because I'm just one third of the band. We're really not a typical band like that, because our drummer is also a writer, our bass player is also a writer, so we all write. And I think that's part of our secret to be continuing for so long, is that we have actually three main writers in the band.
That's not normal. Cool. I said that's not normal. That's very cool.
No, it's not. And for some reason, we actually get along with each other during these last 20 fucking 1 years. And It's just amazing. And all of us have been starting out on different instruments. Our drummer, for example, started out on the piano. I started out on the piano. Our pianist started out on organ, I think, and then bass. And then, you know, we all play different instruments and since we were kids. And just through some kind of magical intervention, we actually found each other and started making music. And what was different, I think, when I compare myself to some of my friends who are also musicians and who haven't been as lucky as I have, is that our ambitions were really, really astronomical from the very get-go and are still astronomical.
Well, that's a powerful gift, brother, because you take a bunch of musicians and you put them in a room and, you know, of the same talent. Ambition, yeah, exactly. Ambition is the key that normally takes you up to the higher level. I mean, if you aspire to what you want to be, and that shit, get your ass over to the U.S. and you will see those jump.
I want to ask something.
Yeah.
So back in the day when you formed as a band, mm-hmm. Can you tell us what was your vision? What were you guys talking about? What was the vision of the band?
That's a good question because we actually did have a vision. We didn't start out as friends. We started out as coworkers and each other's enablers, I think, for some kind of vision. And the common vision was to try to combine the drums of AC/DC, that kind of simplicity and power, with the electronic music of Jean-Michel Jarre, the electronic pioneer from France. I don't know if you know him. Do you know him?
Oxygen? I don't.
I know the name, but I can't remember his music right now. No.
He's like, it was in the 70s and 80s. He was big and did some like really ethereal kind of electronic music. And he was kind of the godfather among, I guess, three or four other godfathers of electronic music. So try to combine that with the drumming. I hadn't heard that. And I wanted to hear music like that made. So there was only one way to do that. Like with all inventions, you know, you have to do it yourself if it's not made. So that was the idea, to try to combine that very ethereal and that very powerful raw stuff. And our drummer Morten, when he was 16 when we started, he was really, really good. You know, if you heard him today as a 16-year-old, if you could transport yourself back to then, you just drop your jaw because he was so extremely talented back then. Also, he's by far the best musician in the band. In the band, he still is.
again, hearing a lead singer say that about a drummer—that doesn't ever happen.
No. Not common.
It's just so good.
That's cool.
So awesome.
That's actually a really cool. That's a great question, Sarah. The vision behind that, because you know you nailed something on the head. Is, you know, a lot of people when they talk about drummers, for instance, you know, they're going to start mentioning names like Mike Portnoy, you know, played with Dream Theater, or the Avenged Sevenfold guy, or Neil Peart or Rush, whatever. And it's like cats like Cliff, you know, from AC/DC. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, to simplify a rock groove that makes millions and millions of people shake their ass on a consistent basis. I mean, you play an AC/DC, you start Back in Black, done it. Dance floor packed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Morten isn't actually a fan of AC/DC. He's more a fan of Peter Gabriel and the Police. Ooh. You know, what's his name? The drummer from Police,
Stuart Copeland. And,
yeah, thank you. That more new age kind of new wave. Sorry, not new age.
No, new wave would be Yanni. Yeah.
No, so our different ways of looking at music kind of makes this band, you know, work.
Yeah.
It makes it interesting because it instantly gives it layers that any of us couldn't do on our own, you know.
Well, that's we're kidding around and having fun, but that's actually it's a really poignant thing you said right there, because in a band, there's always got to be a vision. There's got to be someone who's kind of leading things, just, you know, for obvious reasons, but taking each other's strengths and putting them together and recognizing that's beautiful. That's it's very beautiful. And speaking of that, here we're talking about all this music and having fun with you, Lau. I'd say we go to a song. We let people hear what the hell we're talking about. Obviously, we started out the show with More. Mm-hmm. And that was more personal because that was the first song I'd ever heard. That's what introduced me to you guys. But we're going to start off with one of your guys' biggest hits, Transparent and Glass-like.
Yeah.
Why don't you, before we let people hear, why don't you set that song up for us real quick?
Yeah. So Transparent and Glass-like was kind of the first hit and is also one of the first songs we wrote as a band. And the story behind the lyrics is that I was attacked by just a couple of guys when I was in partying sometime. And when I was young, and I got anxiety attacks just after. And during that time, I was 19 years old, so I was really young. But during that time, I wrote a poem called Transparent and Glass-like that I felt like I could see through these guys and still be afraid of them, but still feel like I had the good childhood. I didn't need to go around hitting people. So fuck you guys, but good. I was still afraid. So that's Transparent and Glass-like enough.
Not and sure. See, this is you're expanding unknowingly on some of the reasons why I dig the shit out of you guys is because you took something that is super painful and frustrating. Because my best friend deals with anxiety. Trust me, I know this. And you took it and you made it an ass kicker. Because when I listen to Transparent and Glass-like, dude, I'm sitting out back with a cigar and my whiskey and I'm doing this.
Yeah,
I'm bouncing my head. So. I'm actually going to go back because I own it. I own every one of your albums. As soon as I heard More on iTunes, bam, 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 bam. And nice. I'm going to go back and listen a little differently nice. Now. So yep. Hope the people out there will listen to it. So you are listening to Houston, brought to you exclusively by Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. This is Transparent and Glass-like by Car Park North.
Stop the clocks. Stop the cars. Tell your dad at the plant to come home. Do not smile. Do not sin. Close your eyes and go to bed. I forgive. I pretend not to smile. Just I am strong. Stop your heart. Tell your girl.
Hey, this is Travis Larson, and you're listening to Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. By the way, the music is provided by Travis Larson Band, oddly enough.
All right. Well, I'm pretty satisfied that I shook my ass quite a bit during that song right there. I'm sure our audience did too. Thanks again. So, that is.
I have a funny story about that song. Sorry, okay. If you all want to say something.
You said funny. So there's three guys in here. If we don't laugh, you're out.
Oh my God. There's so much pressure. I can't handle that. Well, no, but like, it's actually my brother. I talked with my brother about who is living in Denmark and is Danish about, like, I'm going to, you know, interview Lau from Carpac North. And he's like, oh my God, that's so cool. And so we talked about it. He's like, funny story. You know that song, Transparent and Glasslike? Like, oh yeah, I know that song. At his boarding school. And I don't know why I wasn't there, but in Denmark and boarding school, we have these shows. We put on a yearly like musical, right? I went to another boarding school than he did, but I didn't see his show, but he told me about it, that the guitar player had to play Transparent and Gaslight. And he said he hit no right notes. Only wrong notes. The whole way through. It was so odd the whole way through that the whole crowd was laughing. And going, oh my God. And it was supposed to be this big moment. And it's just... like, yeah. And then I laughed about it because this is one of the first songs where I started really singing along to the guitar. Like, yeah, you can sing along to the guitar, man. So I love this song so nice. Much. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's so hard funny. To play on guitar.
You actually brought up, I'm happy you brought that up. That's funny. I'm going to give Lessa a hard time when I see him next time. You made me think of a video in Lao. I'm so sorry. I can't remember which song it was. But there's a song that you guys do in a school, and yeah. you have like a bunch of students playing with you and stuff. Mm-hmm. What song was that?
Human.
Okay, Human. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot the song. Here I am talking about being a super fan, but so I didn't add that to the list of questions asked. But speaking of it, did was there a lot of wrong notes, or was or was it just was a lot of it just kind of like air guitar for the video?
For Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Human was kind of a funny process because that was the second album we did. And the first album was a huge success, mainly because of Transparent and Glasslike's success.
Right.
And on a side note, it's one of Jared Leto's favorite songs. We supported 30 Seconds to Mars in Europe during their European tour. And he couldn't, he went on stage and danced with us when we were, you know, supporting them during that song.
Really?
We found it on Napster in the back in the day.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was a big hit. And then what's the follow-up you have to do after that? And then we did Human, and Human was a huge success as well, which was really nice. And mainly, I think, not mainly, but partly because of this video you talk about. And those kids were just amazing. And the director was really amazing. We won a couple of prizes for this music video for Human.
Well, it's super cool. And it was, at first I was going through all your videos, and this is a while ago, but I saw that and it was like, man, they just look like they're having such a great time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was amazing to be on the set. We weren't in the video from in the beginning, and it was just fun to walk around the set and see this director who was just, that was just pure inspiration. He was just, it's always amazing to have been the near of when people are really inspired, and right. He really was.
Yeah. Well, obviously it was great. And speaking of videos, all your other videos that you guys have out there are just amazing. Do you guys, when you guys shoot videos, two questions is, are you using the same person? And second of all, do you allow them to come up with the ideas, or do you guys also have a hand in those ideas? Because they some pretty crazy stuff.
We usually don't use the same guys. We used Martin Detour, who did the Human video. Mm-hmm. We used him for two videos because Human he did was just amazing. But usually you want to try something else. When you do new music, you want to have some new feel to it, I guess.
Sure.
And it's very different. Sometimes we have a big hand in the videos, and sometimes we really don't. For example, Human, we didn't. It was just all Martin Datura. He had this vision. Whereas one of our other songs called 32, I actually did that video and had a photographer to come and film my vision. So it's very different.
Well, with Martin on Human, you said you didn't have any say so. So where did that trust come from?
His ideas were extraordinarily crazy and amazing, and they sounded like they were possible to achieve. You know, it was just so original, his ideas. He had ideas like, let's try to just drag a child over the floor and you see them pass by while they dance. You know, just an idea like that is just, I want to see that. And that doesn't sound expensive.
Yeah.
So in other words, it was so good, you just took that kind of vibe you have in Car Park North, which is let each member contribute what they do. And you were just like, okay, mm-hmm. these are great ideas. Go for it. What do we have to lose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool. Well, he did a great job. All right. We're going away from music for a second, my friend. This is what I like to call, as cheesy as it may sound, this is the lightning fast, you can't think, just answer the damn question section. You ready? Okay. All right. Yeah. And this is to give the people out there who are listening a little bit of insight into you and the band, and or maybe just you, however you want to answer it, what you don't do in music. So you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Favorite drink?
Mojito.
Oh, look. Ooh, all fancy.
Mm. I wanted to say G&T, but
all right. Okay. Mojito. All right. Okay. Favorite food?
Indian food.
Ah, butternut.
And lamb.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, we do the butter. What's it called, Circa?
Butternut.
Thank you.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Butter chicken.
We eat that here at least once a week. So, okay. What's favorite thing to do when you're not playing music?
Painting, doing visual arts.
You know that Rick Allen of Def Leppard has a website and a business doing that. Check it out, Lau. Yes, Rick Allen from Def Leppard, check it out. Okay, most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage.
Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff. It's usually something about falling over your feet in front of thousands of people. And just looks so stupid. One time I fell and I wanted it to look cool, so I kept playing while I was laying back on my, like a stupid insect. And then I by accident, I've, you know, tilted over some water bottles in the power outlet, so the whole power on the stage went black.
Oh no.
So
oh
the band God. Had to pick, and I had in-ears in, so I couldn't really tell that everything had gone off. So one of the guys just kind of, come, let's get off stage. What?
Oh my God.
Stupid fuck.
Where was this?
In some festival in Denmark. Ace over Home, I think it's called. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my God. So fun. And you know what? Thank you for sharing that with us, because that's been okay. So on the other side of that, we know what your most embarrassing thing that's ever happened on stage. How about off stage?
In my life in general?
Yeah.
Fuck, there's a long list.
Just email me the list and we'll post it on our page.
Yeah. you all the stupid things you do.
Oh God.
Fortunately.
I've got a book out, trust me.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well, okay, can I add a question then?
Yeah.
Okay. Hvad din største hemmelighed, Lau? And you can say it in Danish.
Min største hemmelighed. Should I translate for the guys?
If you feel like it.
So Sirk is asking me, what's my biggest secret?
Oh.
Then it wouldn't really be a secret, and it wouldn't be big if I told you.
Really? That's right. I'm just trying to see if I could trick you into saying something here, but okay.
Lau, I'll say it for you, okay? Sirka, du schlem.
Means you're bad.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Welcome to Houston, where I speak horrible Danish and my new friend Lau translates it.
To English. I love that. That's awesome.
Okay. The last question on the what's turned out to be the not so fast lightning round today. Mm-hmm. But what's something that would, on a serious note, what's something that would surprise people about Car Park North? I mean, today you've already told us some things about how you guys started out, how you collaborate together, mm-hmm. how you're, all three of you are writers, but what is something that you think the people out there listening would surprise people about you guys?
Okay, so our drummer is a really good singer. You never hear him sing, but he's actually a really, really good singer, especially when he sings softly. Our bass player, who are probably the most energetic on stage and most chaotic person to look at, he's the most organized person I know. He loves Microsoft Excel, for example. He just loves to organize stuff and then go crazy on stage. So those things I don't think people know about us, for sure.
Yeah, so
not even in Denmark.
So a little bit. So, well, thank you for sharing. So a little bit opposite of what the actual character looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. I like it. That was a beautiful moment. And speaking of moments, oh God, I just did it. Oh my God. See, I did not mean to do that, actually, believe it or not. So the last song that you, oh my God, it's embarrassing. So the last song that you guys released, I believe it was last April of 2020, was called Moments. And we're going to play that for everyone. Why don't you real quick break that down for us?
Yeah. So Moments is kind of different from most of our songs. We kind of have a rock edge to all we do and alternative edge to all we do. And this song is not rock, and maybe it's a little alternative, but it's just a really, really good song. It's so, you get happy when you hear it and you get happy when you play it. And it was just a song we had to get out. It's about, you know, it's about celebrating the fact that, you know, moments come and go, and just remember to appreciate them.
Cool, man. Love it. Yeah. Again, just great sentiment behind your lyrics. Like I said, I'm going back later today and listening to all your albums differently. So thank you for that. You are listening to Houston, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. This is Moments by Car Park North.
And I know this life is short, a string of moments, hoping for more. And I wish every single thought didn't leave me like dreams in the morning. 'Cause you never know when life will leave you stranded, abandoned. I close my eyes and see her right here. She said, dance with me until the last song plays and the end of the day is here. Then leave with a kiss and tell me that you'll never forget. No, don't miss the moments, grab them and hold them. Memories are stolen and all you're left with is a picture from the days when you were with her. Don't miss the moments, like waves in the ocean. You know you can't hold them, and all you're left with is a picture from the days when you were with her, with her, and you miss her. 2 a.m. I'm talking in my sleep of what we could have done and who we used to be. But I'm all alone, walking in my dreams, following beats like when she danced with me.
With every single step I take, days turn to hours, to minutes, to moments. Oh, and every bad mistake was the right one to make. Yeah. Don't miss the moments, grab them and hold them. Memories are stolen, and all you're left with is a picture.
Awesome. Great. Well, according to my time, and I want to be true to my word, is we have just a few minutes left with you, brother. But
can I ask a question in one of those few moments? I've just been dying to ask.
Yeah, sure. Go ask.
So there are all these people talk about as artists, there are the trained ones that have gone through school and training, and then there are the ones that just can do it all, you know, mm-hmm. just naturally. Mm-hmm. So as a vocalist myself and a vocal nerd,
yeah.
What is your training? What is your background behind that amazing voice of yours?
I don't have any training in my voice. It's just training by learning by doing a lot of shows. And if you listen to the first couple of records, you can also hear that my voice is very, 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 very different from now. It's just another singer, really. So I don't have that much training. And actually, I do believe in training. There's kind of, among musicians, there's always some who say you don't need too much training because you don't want to spoil the talent. I don't know if it's like that in the States, but in Denmark,
yeah, we hear that all the time.
And I'm not for that. I am actually against that. I don't think you can spoil talent. I think you can only nourish it with more knowledge. And So I should have had training as a singer. I think I would probably have been better than I am now. But
I think what you've done now works just perfectly for you. So I love asking these questions because it's like, did he have the training or did he just... You can just do it. You just did it. It's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Wow.
You learned through the school of hard knocks. And you know what? That's how it was supposed to be. That's probably one of the reasons why you're so in touch with, you know, how your lyrics you write and the way you jump around on stage. Because you learn. I mean, when you learn that stuff, I mean, you've earned the damn right to be up there, brother.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Thank you. Actually, just one last thing. Yes. It was actually an American producer who really pushed me to the next level, actually, to be honest. There was this on the 2008 album, we worked with a guy called Brian Sperber, and he was so intense. He made me do so many takes, so freaking many takes. And I really, it changed as a singer through him.
Wow.
Yeah. So his kind of way to look at how you have to look at vocals as the most important part of the music. That was new to me. That was new to the band. Up till then, it was always about the music before the vocals. And if you change that, then you start to work like that.
That's cool. Well, good. Yeah. Good for you and good for him.
So well, thank you.
I like that
USA.
Yeah, exactly.
You were saying.
Of course, we got to let people know. I just had two more things. I wanted to let you let people know how they can find out about you guys. Best ways to find out about Car Park North.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that's our Facebook. That's always our most where we interact the most with people. So cool. Facebook/Car Park North
or our Instagram. It's also very interactive. Our website is not anymore. It's just concert listings now, our tours and merchandise. But if you want to interact with us, and you can interact with us, we do look at everything on our Facebook and our Instagram ourselves, because that's kind of part of it, I think.
That's why we're here today.
Yeah.
Because you guys interacted. So,
yeah.
So, number one, thanks again, Lau. I would love one day to be able to shake your hand and buy you a beer. Nice. I'm a mojito. So, next.
I'd like a beer too.
Yeah, a beer. So,
now you're saying I want a beer.
You want a beer? Well, when we come to Copenhagen again next time to visit family, I'll send you an email. But, nice. You obviously people got to hear you guys today. Music's great. Your narrative is beautiful, man. And I wondered if you could throw just a final parting thoughts today. If you could throw a narrative out to your brothers and sisters out there who are artists who really, really struggled last year, and what would you say to them right now?
I feel where you are, because I'm there myself, and I hope that good art is going to come out of this, at least. The desperation and the despair is going to be heard through music. That's the one thing that could be great about this crazy situation we're in.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
So beautiful. Thank you. Touch my heart there. Yep.
Well, thank you, Lau, and thank you, Car Park North. Thank you, listening audience, today hanging out with us and the guitarist and lead singer of Car Park North. Again, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. Now, when you're done listening to this interview, get over to YouTube, get to iTunes, and buy all of their music. Car Park North. Car Park North. Check them out. Nice. Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
Don't miss the moments. Grab them and hold them. Memories are stolen. And all you're left with is a picture. From the days when you were with us. With us. And you miss us.
Thank you for tuning into Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. Keep an eye out for our next mission, where we interview and unveil behind-the-scenes aspects of some of your favorite artists. Houston, Seattle Wave Radio base here. Our podcast has landed.